Okay, POL. What is this? Oh wait, this came up with this idea that oh, that's what it is. oh yeah. Rick, who will eventually we will build, well, we're building him on Richard Thompson, yes, but then merging that a little bit of Elon Musk into that. So, but not just becoming super rich, no, but he just he kind of just floats up higher security clearance, and you know, although he's a kind of maybe because of that he's a nerdy a spy kind of type, you could say, which makes him trustworthy. He is just very honest and trustworthy. So he becomes the scientific advisor or something to the president. This is the latest idea. And as such, you know, then we have a president who is a little Trumpish, kind of in a nice sense. Or, you know, I bet Trump is probably a nice person. He seems to be in many ways, nice towards others, and although he is the way he is. So we can make a character like that. He is an interesting character. So, and then he comes to our Rick, and, you know, like asking questions, you know, what, you know, because Rick is such, so honest and so non-political and, you know, trustworthy and so on, then the president feels personally that he can turn to him, because he tends to give, say some wise words here and there, and kind of nice and encouraging. And so the president, you know, it's a tough job sometimes to be a president, right? So he just almost has him as a therapist or something. And in this way, Rick manages to gradually teach the president himself something, you know, about Dharma, something about Chanakya Pandit, you know, and the Chinese, who, what's his name? Well, that's about, well, not only about warfare, many of these little good advices there that he picks up from different, you know, especially Eastern cultures like that. And in this way, what happens is that he, Bhakti appears in there, something, you know, this, because he is not just talking dry philosophy, it's about, you know, and he's talking like that to the president, you know, it's, you see here in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever actions a powerful person performs, others will follow, that you should teach by your own example. And the president says, yeah, well, that makes sense, of course. Yeah, I mean, and the more powerful position you are in, the more important that is, I understand. So he becomes very thoughtful, and this way it goes on. and they talk about life and death, and you know, there's Sukadeva and Parikshit and Krishna and Arjuna there, and this war, and should they fight the war or not? Well, you should simply do what God wants you to do. Well, that sounds good, but how do we know? You know, the others are saying the same. So they're sitting there talking about the events of the world, big, big decisions that are to be made there. So in this way, we can put a lot of good, interesting things into that book. And maybe that also makes that precedent when it's time to push the button. The AI button. Which everyone thinks, you know, this is not the nuclear button, this is a benign button. And he doesn't. Because he realizes there is no intelligence there. There's just, you know, mimicking something like that.